Oh, yeah, Taylor. Little after 11 o'clock in the Southland on Valentine's Day. Don't cough during Michael Bolton.
I didn't. I couldn't.
Because I said I loved you, but I lied. Travis and Sliwa on Live Imaging Tuesday. By the way, I liked the... First of all, I liked when Taylor mentioned the great Vallarta markets. Great prepared food at Vallarta. Great tacos.
Yes.
Also, yeah. You guys were talking about if somebody says I love you.
Yeah.
I once said, I know you do.
Okay,
that's
Han Solo.
Oddly swaggy.
Did you give her a squeeze on the cheek?
No, she started crying and that was it. Anyway, I believe we have breaking news before we get to other fun and frivolity. Producer Emily, take it away.
So this is from Adam Schefter. Cardinals are finalizing a deal with former Eagles defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon to become their new head coach, sources tell ESPN. The last head coaching job opening in the hiring cycle has been filled. Eagles are now losing both the defensive and offensive coordinators on the same day. Offensive coordinator is now the coach of the Colts.
I don't believe the report. You're skeptical.
As an Eagles fan, we've had a rough few days.
I was going to say, the Eagles are getting wiped out. They lose the game.
How about Philly? The streak is now making it to three straight championships.
MLS Cup, World Series, Super Bowl, boom,
yep.
Boom, boom.
And losing 20 free agents. Or they have 20 free agents this offseason. Doesn't mean that they're going to lose them or not, but that's a lot.
They'll
of
lose
agents.
A decent amount, though.
Yes, they'll lose a lot.
And you got to pay Jalen Hurts at some point. This could be the proverbial one and done, but not
could
even
be.
The one.
Oh, and that ref being the MVP. Anyway.
Oh, stop.
Please.
Stop.
Oh, here we go. If that was, first of all, this is...
Whining about the refs is the lamest thing.
Do you think that holding call should be made at the end of... Why, we don't need to get into it. Emily's got a Valentine's Day.
The
bet.
Guy that this was called for the penalty
what
said
you,
he committed
what,
a penalty.
And what do you want him to say? Oh, I didn't
did
do
I,
it? We all saw
I didn't
he did
do
it. But is that really
you
the
just
call?
Said it.
This is ridiculous.
You just said it.
Is that
you,
really
we
awesome?
All saw him and he did it.
Remember yeah. That play that the Rams didn't get called on them?
I don't remember that
You
one.
Don't remember that one. Oh, okay. Okay, that sent them to the Super Bowl.
You aren't
and
honestly,
changed an entire.
You aren't honestly comparing those two things.
No, but it entirely changed the trajectory of a team. Mm. The Saints, Sean Payton's still there. Maybe Drew Brees is still playing. Maybe they go to the Super Bowl and win.
Drew Brees could
Trav,
make the ball
thoughts.
10 years on.
I just want to. I just. I like.
Well,
this.
No, it's just. I mean, they didn't make a call there because, and everybody said, "Well, you got to let him play."
No, that was just a terrible missed call. This was absolutely
there's
the right call.
There's Lee's perfect message. The T-shirt he's holding up. Legalize marinara. Let's, you know, Trav, you're just mad because I called out your performance yesterday.
My performance was heroic. I've been getting pictures of Curt Schilling
Emily,
with my face superimposed.
Don't we have a Valentine's Day game?
We do have a Valentine's Day game.
Fact.
All right. So, I'm going to... Valentine's Day is a great day to watch a romantic comedy with your partner, or even if you don't have someone in your life, you can watch romantic comedy for yourself. Romanticize your love life. So I have a list of both real romantic comedy names and fake romantic comedy names.
Oh,
so I want
this.
You guys to figure out which one I say is real or fake. All right, so first one, why him? Is that real? Or fake?
Can I play, or am I just here for
you? Yeah, you're here to play.
Play. Fake.
Come on, Chris. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's real.
Okay.
It's real. I've seen it.
Taylor?
It is real.
It is real! Oh. All right, next one
I
is...
I know, we know you haven't seen it.
Next one is Love and Whiskey. Love and Whiskey, is that a real romantic comedy or a fake romantic comedy?
Sounds like Travis's wife.
It's a great name.
It's more of a tequila man on Sunday than whiskey.
I'll go fake.
Fake.
Okay, Chris?
By the way, Jack Daniels would have been better for your throat, not tequila. Anyway, I'm going to go real.
Okay, Taylor?
Fake.
Okay, it is fake. Okay. All right, we're going to go for...
Not very romantic.
Just divorced. Guessing. Just divorced. Is that real or
fake? Oh, that's
fake?
Real. That's real.
Okay.
I think it's real also.
Okay.
Real.
Okay.
The passion Morales had, it's got to be real.
Oh, don't follow me down this path.
Fake.
It is fake.
Ooh, Taylor's got the lead.
It's just divorced. All right, what about,
cheater,
let me see, marrying the mafia. Marrying the mafia, is that real or fake?
Real.
Real.
Well, there was married to the mob, so there must be married to the mafia. So
yeah, it's real.
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 Okay, yes, it is real.
Yeah.
What about buying the cow?
Buying the cow?
Yes. So it's why buy the cow?
It's two cows.
Is the
met each other.
is the phrase when you can get the milk for free? So buying the cow.
Fake.
Okay.
Fake.
Real.
Okay.
Real.
It is real. Field.
Taylor's running away,
guys. What a name for a movie, too. To be like, okay, this is, apparently the tagline was, this guy has got commitment issues. So, yeah, it makes sense. All right, what about Palm Springs? Palm Springs, is that real or fake?
There was a cease and desist.
I didn't get that joke.
Palm Springs came after him. I'm going to go fake.
I still don't get the joke.
I don't
I'm
going to
go real.
Deconstruct it. What did you say, Al?
Fake.
Real.
Okay, Taylor?
Real.
It is real. It's actually a pretty good movie that came out in 2020. It's a kind of like a Groundhog Day kind of thing where two people, they go to a wedding, and then each day they wake up in the wedding over and over again until they kind of get out of it. It's got Andy Samberg in it from SNL, so check it out. It's on Hulu. All right, I got maybe two more, okay? Halloween Bride. Is Halloween Bride real or fake?
Real.
Sounds real.
I'd go real as well.
Fake.
It is fake. Taylor, do you see my list?
No.
Okay.
Has he gotten a single one wrong yet?
It's on
no.
a shared
what
screen.
What do I win? He's 2 minutes off the show? Or what?
I don't know. I don't know what you win. I didn't think that far ahead. This is my fault. All right, last one. The War of the Roses. The War of the Roses.
That's real.
Is that real or fake?
That's real.
Well,
so much confidence.
I mean, there's been a movie called The War of the Roses, but is it a rom-com or is it just a documentary?
I'm just going on. It's Michael Douglas, right?
I don't know. Real. You seem confident about it.
Fake.
Real.
It is real. Okay, and Taylor wins. But, okay, does anybody have a favorite rom-com? Like the one that goes
Al, you
back
go first.
All the time?
Casino. I like the
Leave the Weapon 2.
I'm going to go Die Hard 2.
Oh, speaking of Boogie Nights, we were late to find out. I'm sorry. And it's only because Roller Girl posted it on her Insta story, Heather Graham. They've been showing it at a theater.
Okay,
I Chris, sent it to you.
I sent it to you.
Oh, really?
We both sent it to you.
I think I was on the course that
because
day.
Because she sent it to me.
Well, how did we not buy tickets,
and I sent it to you.
You got a lot of money. Why didn't you buy us tickets?
See, now we're getting all over the place. We're attacking my
Put your bank account.
I already
Link
bought
your
you
bank
a chicken
account to Twitter.
I'm good. I don't have to buy anything for a very
so
long time.
My bone to pick mostly with most rom-coms
is
like,
it they stink?
No. Okay, some are good. Some are good. They're kind of cheesy. But it's like the whole thing is communication. No one communicates, and that's why we get in this situation. If anybody actually talked to each other, then we'd be fine. But
yeah, but then there's a lot. It's heavy. It becomes heavy when you start talking. Just kind of bury it in. Remember, we
hold it
about
in
this.
Until the big explosion
Put
comes.
Put it down further.
Just shove it down there deeper and deeper and deeper until it explodes out.
Like, Clueless is on the top of all these like lists of best rom-coms. She marries her brother. Like, we all forget that. Like, it's like her stepbrother. She marries Paul Rudd. Like, what the heck? Why are we...
Things happen.
Timeline got screwed up.
Look, Nick Tortelli was the dad in this. It's a very confusing thing.
I didn't buy Clueless. It wasn't my favorite movie. My sister loves it. She stands by it.
It's all right. I didn't let you see the Super Bowl commercial remake.
I thought that was a cool
I did,
commercial.
Too. I thought that was pretty good. I like Alicia. How do you say it?
Alicia.
I like
Silverstone.
Her.
Alicia Silverstone.
Yes, her.
My favorite was the Brian Cox one, of course, and Caddyshack. It's
that was
like
good.
Two of my favorite things colliding.
He's the perfect guy to be Judge Smales.
Yeah.
Are you glued for all the commercials during Super Bowl or no?
No,
well,
I'm very casual.
I did not see a lot of them on Sunday, but not because I don't remember them, but rather
know where he was.
But rather because I was. Preoccupied. I was catching up with old friends and new friends.
So my biggest thing, though, is if you don't remember like what they were selling, it's a bad. If you only remember the celebrity or that it was about Clueless, and you don't remember what they were selling, I know this. John said this yesterday. That's a huge failure. Like it's like if you are like, oh, it's the Caddyshack one, but what were they selling?
Michelob Ultra. And I did scan the QR code, and I did watch the first episode of Full Swing. So everybody yesterday, Mace is like, oh, all these QR codes, Mace. It's because you don't know how to use technology. You just go up to the TV and scan it, and your phone pops up.
Off to Full Swing? Yes? No?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I mean, golfers love it. I could understand how people who
Did
don't
you
know.
Watch Drive to Survive?
No.
Okay. You have no interest in it, right?
No, I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I think you guys tried selling me on it. Just
Not
never.
On Drive to Survive, on the golf one.
What
the full
was
swing.
The brand the for one, the no. Clueless movie?
Rakuten.
Oh, yeah, I had no clue.
It was Rakuten.
Yeah.
And then there was like there was the two dog commercials. One was actually for a dog company. It was like the farmer's dog.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The other one was for Amazon. But it was like as if you were trying to sell your, like, it was a really dark commercial for a minute. And like, oh, they're actually just getting him another dog
the
as a companion.
Crate? Yeah, the
Yeah. You're like, oh, this dog's being a bad dog.
Put him in the crate and all that, and then there's another dog that shows up.
Got to have the crate.
Can't do that.
Move him from point A to point B,
can you imagine,
right?
On Super Bowl, they give away the dog? It's like, no, that's not going to do good for your company. Okay.
It was Amazon.
It's a strong anti-dog spot in Super Bowl. You know what I hate? Dogs. Welcome to whatever.
They show from a puppy all the way. They're like, all right, that's
just
it.
Just lift his leg. Get rid of him.
3 weeks. We
drive
couldn't
to
do
the
it.
Farm upstate. It's the end of the line. You sitting in, Chris?
Well, do you want me to reset now?
Sure. No,
I mean, it's almost time.
Do you want to lock out? Do you want to just keep going?
Oh, well, Travis Tsui continues now, I guess.
Yes, there you go. All right, coming up next.
Yeah. what do you think about the Cardinals going defensive? Because, you know, it's usually defensive coaches don't really pan out that well. Because we got Robert Saleh and the Jets doing okay, fine, whatever. But then there's Brandon Staley with the Chargers. It doesn't really tend to work out. Vic Fangio.
I don't know if it's an offensive-defensive thing. I think it's a Kyler Murray thing. Kyler Murray has proven that he's not a professional, and I don't mean that he's not fast enough or throws. He doesn't take his business seriously. People that coached him, people that signed him to that contract, former teammates like Patrick Peterson, have gone out of their way to say, nah, he's not about that life. So if he's not, they're pickled. Whether they got an offensive guy, a defensive guy, a hard-ass, a player's coach, it doesn't matter. If he doesn't do the work and they're tethered to him, doesn't make any difference at all.
Also, the Eagles with having one of the best defenses, but then also getting scored on against any good quarterbacks.
Look, I'll say it one more time. The Eagles played three good quarterbacks this year. They played Aaron Rodgers, who scored 33 points on him. They mm-hmm. did win that game. Mm-hmm. Dak Prescott scored 40 and beat the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes scored 38 and beat the Eagles. They played Danny Dimes three times. They played against Cooper Rush and Kenny Pickett and all of these Andy Daltons of the world. I'm not saying they weren't a good team. They are.
They were a good team. They could have easily won that
absolutely
final game.
Could
have got a stop
have.
In the second half.
But
so,
every time they played a good quarterback, they gave up a ton of points. Yeah. That's not a coincidence.
Or they gave up a ton of points.
That's not a coincidence. Three good quarterbacks, three big numbers.
Chris loves the holding call. Loves.
I was out
call.
Of this segment. I was just here because why get up, go back, and come back?
You should sit right there. You should sit right there. The Rams.
It was a hold, but they should have pulled the flag. A minute and a half left in the Super Bowl? Come on.
They call the second quarter different than they call the fourth?
I love that statement, and they do. And they always do, and we know that.
They don't always do.
Oh, come on. Stop.
They don't.
Stop.
They just didn't.
More people...
It's not my opinion. They just called a penalty in the fourth quarter. It's a penalty.
Were they
the
just
quarter.
Louder, or was there a lot more people that were saying, you screwed up the Super Bowl?
It's two things. It's the Super Bowl, and number two, everybody loves to scream about the refs instead of saying they got beat by one of the great quarterbacks of the generation. The refs didn't win that game for them. Patrick Mahomes jammed it down their throat.
Yeah, okay. If this was the Rams, he'd be screaming. He'd lose his voice again.
Well, I mean, we'll never find out because the Rams went 5-12.
We're in the playoffs.
Are they going 5-12 again next year? Somebody thinks so. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Valentine's Day, live imaging Tuesday on Travis and Sliwa. Little Don Henley.
Lit. Can't even say that. Lit.
This is Don Henley, right? Yeah. It is about forgiveness, Slee. Like, we forgive Travis for his poor performance yesterday. By the way, speaking of performance, it's only
look
a little
into
over
the camera,
a month.
Look into the camera with
no,
that
I'm
face.
Looking at him.
Okay. I mean, we could do this or I could do the read.
Go ahead and do your research.
ESPN LA's inaugural Pickleball Madness Tournament. It's a little over a month away, Saturday, March 18th, at the Agape Pickleball Center at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. Now, of course, all the playing spots are full. We've sold that out in like 6 hours. But you can reserve your seat to watch all the action. Go to ESPNLA.com. It's going to be a fun day. It's going to be party. We're going to have, beverages. We're going to have the Papa Shot game. We're going to have our Madness Zone. Burke?
You going with Matt Burke? Is that official?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I might become a free agent. Because I think the hunger for somebody in my sort of shape who's never played pickleball is really out there.
The waiver wire.
Yeah.
He's going to get picked up. He got bought out from his previous team. And now he's got to get picked
he's
up on the market.
He's available.
I mean, me and Russ, we're just looking for new homes.
Yeah. You think he gets a new home? He gets one. I think he's going to end up in Chicago or the Clippers, which still confuses me.
Let me walk out. Travis Atsuiwa continues now.
The Clippers seem like a wonderfully bad idea. Like an idea
they
that
don't
I
need him
100%.
I don't know what he would do.
Nothing. That's why they should do it, because it would be a catastrophe.
Yeah, I guess PG is trying to get him in there.
Great. Let's hope that that's how. Kawhi Leonard and Russell Westbrook together. Let's do that. That sounds
great. And Paul George.
Paul George wants to defer. That's just his default setting. That's fine. But no, I think he's got a place in the league. I don't know if he'll land on a team right now. But the places that make sense for him?
Clippers and Chicago, because Chicago is Billy Donovan. Supposedly wants to bring him back. They need a point guard. They need somebody there. So.
But he's not really a point guard in the way that you think of a point guard, right? He's Russell Westbrook. He's like its own thing. He's his own brand.
Yeah,
his own
traditional.
It's not like you're bringing in, Chris Paul or something like that. It's Russell Westbrook. Good team, I don't want him. Bad team trying to tank, I don't want him. Young team, I don't want him. Veteran team where you just ask him to fit in, I don't think he's proven he can do. There's not a lot of landing spots for him. I think he'll find a spot. But it's going to be one of those 1 year, relatively inexpensive deals where maybe you can move on from them if it doesn't work out.
Well, and in the buyout market, you got to also take a little less than the 47 to get bought out. And that's going to be the question is he willing to take less to walk
How
away
does that
and
work?
Play another game? So he's got to take some type of a buyout. So let's just use it as an
so
example.
So Utah says, goes to him and says, we'd like to buy you out.
You are prorated the rest of the way.
So right? whatever the Lakers haven't paid him, that's what he's due.
Based on, scheduling
yes.
and everything. So now Utah's now paying that. If you're going to get bought out, I'm going to use a round number. It's $10 million they owe the rest of the year.
Okay.
We're going to buy you out. Will you take 7?
Okay.
We take 5?
But he can say no.
He could say no.
And he gets the
and
full
stay
10.
With the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
So.
But if he wants to leave, okay.
Which I would assume he would say, okay, for an
who wants
investment
who needs
of
him?
My...
Who needs him? Like, who needs... Not Russell Westbrook, the idea. Russell Westbrook, the player. Who needs what he brings to your team?
Okay, I'm going to give you one team that could potentially use him, and there's nothing to lose on it. The Bulls, I think, are on the outside looking in.
Okay.
Lonzo's out for the... I'm assuming here. Lonzo's been out, right?
Yeah.
That's the only team where I could say you got literally nothing to lose. And he can just, Zach LaVine's going to run down one end, DeMar DeRozan's going to run down another, and you just kind of this run up and down style of basketball. That's the only one that can make sense. If he came to the Clippers, how's he going to get playing time over some of those other guys?
Yeah, and what he does, the Clippers already have weird rotations. The Clippers already have like too many chefs in the kitchen, right? They already have guys kind of standing around a lot of the time, and Russell Westbrook certainly isn't going to get a bunch of ball movement, player movement.
Clippers
going.
Got a lot of good players, so now you're going to take some of those guys off for Russ.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. All right, so football season's over, right? And so we're already kind of calibrating who goes where heading into next season. ESPN put together who's where, right? And there are 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 8 different categories of where your team falls in. Best category, top category, still major contenders. Think the Rams are in there?
Still major contenders?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Next category. Need a postseason breakthrough. You think they're in there?
Need a postseason breakthrough. What's the category after that?
Headed on the right track. That's tier 3.
Man, so much of this is just based on their health that it's tough to put. I wouldn't be surprised if they make the playoffs next year, and I also wouldn't be surprised if they don't make the playoffs
next year. Category. In a comfortable spot despite a losing season.
Yeah, I'd put him there.
Okay. Stuck in quarterback purgatory is after that. Not down.
That doesn't apply. Yep.
Time to reassess the state of the franchise.
I'd also put him there.
Okay. 7th is new coach, new direction. They don't have a new coach, so that goes without saying. Major rebuild in the works. That's the last. That's the eighth tier.
I don't think they're there simply because they're not trying to be there. I think the two were...
in a comfortable spot despite a losing season.
Yes, because you get healthy, and if they come back next season or in the playoffs, even if they're 10-7, that's not crazy or out of the ordinary.
And then the other one you liked was time to reassess the state of the franchise.
That's a very fair one, too.
That's where they have them. They have them in the sixth of eight tiers. Time to reassess the state of the franchise. Sadly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that's fair,
right?
Now, this is where it gets super complicated and difficult, because time to reassess the state of the franchise doesn't mean you're bad. It could mean we had a bad year. It could mean the bones of this operation are still really good. We got the coach, we got the quarterback, we got the coordinator, we got the star defensive player, we've got this, we've got that. But we just had bad luck and bad fortune across the board. Or we've got ourselves spread pretty darn thin. We don't have a lot of draft picks. We don't have a lot of things. The sooner we come to the realization that we're not what we were a year ago, the better off we can be good down the road. So 2023, maybe a punt on it. 2024, maybe we're eyeing 2025 and beyond. That's a really tough place to be, because you don't really know for sure. Mm-hmm. It's not unlike the Lakers. Basketball isn't a great comp, because as long as you have a great player, you're kind of always sort of in it. Football's not, it's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
Do they have the bones of the right team, or is it time to, you know what, let's go back to the way that we used to do it, which is let's get some picks, let's start to see what other people want off our team, and let's start shooting from a year or two from now.
So I think they're in the... we're not ready to rebuild. We're not ready to do a complete rebuild. We also don't know. Our window could have closed easily, and we could be looking in front of us and be 10 games into the season, and they're 3-7, right? Or they could be 5-5, and you're right in the mix. So I think that's kind of the difficulty with the Rams. I could sit here and make a case for you. Look, they just got to get healthy. They got to get this. They need some of these things to go their way. Of course, Matt Stafford's got to be there. Cooper Kupp's got to be there. Of course, all these guys have to be there. And they could also be there and be a very average team in the NFL.
If you make that decision,
mm-hmm,
and it goes badly again, now you're pushing it out to 27, to mm-hmm 28. This is the Laker problem, right? That you keep doubling down on a decision that doesn't work. Getting out of that bad decision gets pushed further down the road. I'm not quite so sure. I would maybe try one more year. Let's see what you can get for a guy like Jalen Ramsey, mm-hmm, okay? I know he's still arguably the best. If he's not best, he's top three or four. See if you can get an offensive lineman. See if you can get a pick. See if you can start to build that wall in front of Matthew Stafford again, and let's see where we are. But if it doesn't work, you can't continue. Well, we got Aaron Donald. We got Cooper Kupp. That's the time you go, as much as I hate to do this, it's time for us to think about what comes up 2 years from now. I don't mind running it back one more year, but if you get another 5-win season, 6-win season, 7-win season,
then you got your answer.
Then you,
it's simple.
But you could now sudden. Now what are you going to get for Jalen Ramsey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now he's worth less. Aaron Donald's worth less. Whatever these guys may have value now, it's going to be less a year from now.
I know it's not the best comp, but like a Laker comp that we're trying to make here. The Laker comp is you've basically gone 2.5 years since you won your championship.
Mm-hmm.
Your roster, for the most part, is completely different other than Bron and AD.
Mm-hmm.
Bron and AD are not guaranteed to be playing 50%. AD's not guaranteed to be playing 70%, 75% of your games. They're further along of where you could say to yourself, hey, you could easily say, hey, this window is closed chapter. I think the Rams are it was just a year ago that they won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And they still have a lot of pieces that it would be more... I would rather take the risk of costing myself another year or two in the future based
upon... I think
upon
that's where you and I differ.
Running the cards.
And it's cold-blooded, and it's not the most fan-friendly thing in the world. But okay, we got one. Now's the time to tear it down to the studs.
So Rams right now, tear it down to the studs?
No. I'd do one more, but I don't like the idea of them not being good till 2028 or 2029, which is, if this doesn't work for the Lakers... Now, LeBron's in his 21st season. AD's coming off another season where he was ineffective. And it's you're doubling down on the things that haven't worked. If it you have another bad year, Aaron Donald is worth what now? Matthew Stafford is a year older. Cooper Kupp is a year. Like, you're just in this. Now, nobody wants what I have. Now, there's no way to move out of this with the other. They finally have a first-round draft pick. But it really is kind of a, if you hit it, great. We get another playoff run, see what happens. But if you don't, it could prolong this being bad much, much longer.
So even if it's prolonged, which you're not wrong, I think they just always have that. You always have the card of saying, yeah, but we won a Super Bowl, and we wanted to try to squeeze every ounce that we can out of it.
Isn't that the reason to burn it down quicker? Because
not off of last year.
Yeah.
I think off of last year, I think
I'm with you on that.
So this is where you can compare it to the Eagles. So they won their championship in the 2017-2018 season, and they had 1 year afterwards and made the playoff. I think they made the playoff another year after that, and then they cut the cord, got rid of Doug Peterson, got rid of Carson Wentz. They realized they needed to reassess their franchise, and they did.
They went 2 years, you said, after the Super Bowl.
So their thing is a little different. And I think Travis isn't saying right now we need to blow it up. I think he's saying, what, a year, right, Travis? Like,
if after this year you have a similar kind of situation where you're another five-year win or five-team win or five
I'm not
wins.
Saying blow it up now, Em, but I do think that there's a non-zero chance they could have another bad season. I don't think they will. I think that they have – look, if Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp are healthy the entire year and your offensive line – I'm not saying it has to get good. They had an F performance from their offensive line list. Even if you get a C-minus, you're going to win eight games. But okay, great. You go 8-9, you miss the playoffs. You go 8-9, you get into the playoffs. You get thumped in the opener. What did you really get? Not much.
Do you agree with God?
I was going to say the other two teams in the tier on that ESPN article are the Titans and the Patriots, and they're all in this reassess the franchise for very different reasons. There are different reasons why these other two teams, the other two teams, essentially their quarterback is their issue. They don't have the quarterback that's the guy, and they need to figure that out. And they have bad coaches and all that stuff. So the Rams are, I think, better than the other two people in their tier, but they're still in like limbo.
Headed on the right track, the Los Angeles Chargers.
No. They're the Clippers.
Headed on the right track.
Sure, you see they hired a new quarterback coach. They went
saw that. Yeah, yep.
Okay. Is he going to be the one that decides not to call timeout?
No.
Is he going to be the one that blows
the QB
400-point leads?
No.
The quarterback's not the problem.
Yeah. The trying to accommodate to him in everything you do just is more of, hey, we have a star. Let's make sure he's happy. Why don't you guys just assess the team as a whole, or maybe your head coach.
Maybe look at the guy with the headset on.
And then
maybe make a decision right there. Factor Cap coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hey, guys. So, Trav, I think I zeroed in on maybe where your voice went away.
Okay.
It was when you were dancing with Mike Aposio. Did you strain your vocal cords? Is that what happened there?
That's an interesting theory.
You were singing. Did you do the...
I did the Mike Capozzo dance. You see it on every Laker game, every Dodger game.
I thought you were going to do your own, like almost as competition.
No. You just
Mike Capozzo. Mike
is
the
king. You do what Mike does. Yeah, and so that's how that works.
Fair. So I think that might be pinpointing where we're going. Look, here.
It's as good a theory as any.
All right. So for those who don't know, there are five quote unquote love languages that were developed and kind of can be used to say this is the best way that you receive love and best way that you share your love. So they are the words of affirmation, which means that you like to say things like "I love you," "You're beautiful." The words that you say out of your mouth is how you
sick.
Receive and give love. All right, and then there's quality time. So time spent with that person doesn't have to be like a date necessarily, but you just enjoy being with that person, doing nothing with them. And that's also how you like to send your love. Acts of service, like taking out the trash or doing the dishes or
mowing the lawn,
cleaning their car, things like that. You're doing something for them and serving them in that way. Gifts. So that doesn't mean you have to buy the most expensive gift, but you're thinking about
them when you're going
out and shopping. And you're getting
saw this and made
like.
Me think of you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And then physical touch. So you just like to be close to somebody.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So you know your love language. Travis, Factor Cap.
It's can it be more than one?
Sure.
Yeah. It's the not what's the second one? Time together. What's that?
Quality time.
Quality time by a mile. Just being together, doing a thing, Doesn't matter what the thing is. Go for a walk, go to dinner, go have a drink, just walk, go watch a baseball game, whatever it might be. That is clearly the number one thing. And then physical touch, is that what it is?
Yes.
Yes, I like to be physically touched.
Okay.
Well, okay, the thing is, too, is, so it's not necessarily just with your romantic partner. It can be with other people, but you don't like to be hugged. You don't, yeah, you
depends
don't, you
on
like
who's
your
hugging
space.
Me.
You like your, anyway. Yeah. Just saying.
We hug every morning. Say, let's have a great show.
We do it privately.
Let's have a great show.
We, just the two of us.
All right, I hate to have the same answer here, but I think it's so important. If you could do something with your significant other, girlfriend, and it's nothing. Like, it could be the most simple thing. It's, I'm going to go to the grocery store. Hey, I want to go with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. It doesn't matter what it is, and that time together, you're enjoying it. I don't know. What's more, I feel like... look, you could do nice things, which I probably should do much more of. There's other things you could do, but I, that is such a sign of a good couple or a good companion. You can do nothing together and not be bothered by it at all.
Taylor?
She's probably annoyed by me, but I'm not annoyed of her.
I think I took this test a while ago, and it was words of affirmation for me. And
you're a man of few words.
I'm
going to
choose, quality time, too. That's important.
Personally, for
me, bilingual.
Personally, for me, it's acts of service. I like to do things for other people. I like to cook for other people. I like to clean for other people. I like to do these things to show that. And then I also like, I do think that gift giving is something in which I show and give receive love. I like to know that someone, like my best friend for Galentine's Day, because Taylor hates it, but she sent me a candle to the that I love. And so I was like, this is very sweet of you, because this is a very small gesture, but like, you know, I love
thoughtful
candles, and this is
yep
what I like. All right, so you wish that we still gave out little cards like we did in elementary school for Valentine's Day. Alan, fact or cap?
I'm going to say fact, even though it's not like the world's going to end, but it's nice when somebody goes out of their way to kind of write you something. And
sure.
Be mine, to Alan from Emily.
How funny is that? How funny is that? And then you had the actual, like, hearts that were there, too.
These things are disgusting.
Yep. No, not good. Ate them all the time.
It's like eating sweetened chalk.
Yes, and I would eat them every time. I think
you
actually can
best
use that as chalk. I think anytime anybody goes out of their way to write you anything, it's very thoughtful. So it's a really, really good thing to do. Receiving it is nice too.
So I am of the age where this started to change, right? Mm-hmm. When I was in elementary school, like the early part of my elementary school life was like in the mid to late 70s, okay? You'd make the little construction paper mailbox and you'd hang it on your desk, right? And people would put Valentine's in it. Or not, right? You weren't obligated to give everyone in the class a Valentine.
But no one feels bad.
So it was this, hey, how many did I get, right? Like if you got 10 or 12, you feel pretty good. If you got one or two, it's like, yeesh. And then they killed it because people were feeling bad. So everybody had to get one. So if we're going back to the old school way of, Al, I'll give you one. Emily, I'll give you one. Chris, you don't get one because you're questioning my professionalism. I'm all for that. But if it's just everybody gets a trophy / Valentine, I got no
doesn't
time
make
for
it
that
special at
yes
all. Yeah.
Taylor?
I give one to you too, Taylor.
I heard that a school district in Wisconsin, actually, they stopped doing this because of that reason, because not everybody was getting one, so they just canceled Valentine's Day. But I don't know.
Haters.
I think it's nice to get a little, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, a little card.
You can. I also could tell like the people that like put their parents put thought into it because they attach like a little lollipop or like a little candy piece. A lot of times people just like put it in there and it's different. All right, so speaking of like Valentine's Day, office romances are always a bad idea. Taylor, fact or cap?
Fact. Yeah, I was involved in one once and did not end well. So
go on.
I don't recommend it.
Someone here? Tell us. Give us all the details.
Not here.
Just walk over to the other side. See what the hell's going on over there. We'll find out.
Trav?
It seems like a bad idea. I'm kind of going through in my head of people that I know that I've worked with that have been in relationships with other people that I've worked with, and I'm trying to think if any of them have ended amicably and or in like marriage. I think the answer is no. I think they almost invariably end with somebody having their feelings hurt, one way or the other. And
Then all of a sudden they're not invited to the next meeting.
And then
meeting,
you get to work together.
You got to see them. Like if you break up with your girlfriend and she works somewhere else, you don't have to go see her every day. Mm-hmm. If you break up with your girlfriend at work or your boyfriend or whatever, and you got it every day, somebody wanted that relationship to end. The other person probably did not.
Yeah.
That's a really awkward thing to deal with every single day. So yeah, it seems like a bad idea.
All right. Not only a bad idea, it's also awkward for everybody else too. Like there's this, let's say things actually do work out. So are they just holding hands like down the hallway to the next meeting? You know, are they just getting invited to certain things we're not getting invited to? I just think it's awkward all the way around. By the way, however you find your love, if it happens, it happens. But doesn't seem like the best idea in the world.
All right, so here's another one I'm going to throw in there. You would trust a coworker to recommend a date for you. Like you would trust a coworker to be like, I know this person, you guys should go on a date. All right, Taylor, Travis, Patrick, Cap.
It depends on the person. I think generally speaking, Cap, but I would trust you. If you said to me, hey, there's this woman that is a friend of my whatever it is, and said, I really think you would like this person. I think she'd get you. Sure. If it was somebody that I didn't trust or I have very different sensibilities, then it'd be like, I don't know about that. But I think if it was a very specific type of person that knew me really well, yes, but generally speaking, no.
I go fact on this. I will say this. Sometimes people that you have no idea that are really good at that might come out of nowhere. Some people that you and I don't know are good at doing that.
Matchmaking?
Hey, I think that person would really get along with that person. But I'm not going to know unless you might have to go through a couple bad dates or whatever the case
me?
Is. Yeah, I would trust you. Yeah. To be honest with you, I think for the most part, I think this is maybe where you and I differ. Like, I think somebody has good intentions with things like that. I don't think you're going to set me up. I don't think you're going to set me up with somebody that you're like, I know he's going to hate her.
No.
Which is why it's going to be great radio, and I'm going to send him on that date. No. I don't think it's going to be that.
It's a pretty good idea, but no, I wouldn't do that. I don't think I would do that.
Taylor?
You can have good intentions, but why would you want to be that person? I don't know why you'd want to be the one to matchmake and then potentially have it blow up in their face. And then
but what if it works out?
Then you're to blame. What are the chances, though?
Yeah, I'm with Taylor.
Yeah, but, you know, life's...
What if you set him up with the date from hell? And
it's a great story, and you never go on another date with that person.
She becomes a stalker, and she burns his truck to the ground, and it's like, now it's your fault.
Again?
I love how the date just didn't go well. Yeah, she had to burn your truck.
Well, look, a bad date is a bad date. If you go and you're like, the food sucks, and you don't get along, and she doesn't have the same sense of humor that you do, that's just a bad date,
but
right?
She eggs your car.
But if she breaks your windshield what as you drop argument, her off, that's another...
What if the argument was... me saying I could see the mop at the restaurant, and she's like, "It's not a big deal."
You would be right,
and she's like, "It's not a big deal."
I don't want to see your kitchen implements in the. Yeah,
I have one more for you guys, but I did play matchmaker with my coworkers back in different departments back at ESPN over there. They're still together and they're engaged.
Pretty good.
So that I did have one time of matchmaking that was good.
How many others did you set up that did not stay together?
Actually, not very much. Okay. I don't really do it that often.
She's selective.
So. Yeah, exactly.
That's the right way to do it.
All right, so lover is an annoying word.
Oh, God.
And you dislike it when people refer to each other as such. Travis, Fetcher, Cap.
Cap. Because you guys tell me. Lover is a very explicit, specific term.
Yeah.
Right? It's because lover is a verb. Right? And so it immediately takes you to the verb portion of love, of the act of love, right? As opposed to
this is
my girlfriend or my friend or my wife or my fiance. Like, this is my lover. It feels
like. Hey, lover, can you go grab that for me?
Yeah, but that's even worse, right? Like the casual, hey, lover. Like if you say love, cool. Mm-hmm. Lover, the verb connotation of that, I'm out.
Al?
Yeah, if you ever heard me at the grocery store and I don't know where my girl is and I'm yelling, love her, it's probably not going to happen. It's an odd, It's an odd thing. I think there's, I use sweetie a lot. Like, I'll use that.
Babe is very common too. Like, hey, babe.
I do, babe.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
Lover is not one that's ever entered the vocabulary. And if it did, I think she would be like, what are you doing?
What if she said it to you? Would you be like, hey, you know, look, I appreciate the sentiment, but can
I think
just...
I would do the same thing she would do to me, which is, what are you doing?
You okay?
Yeah. Why are you saying that?
Taylor,
did you say lover already with your little?
I've got no problems with lover, but I don't know. I think babe is worse. I'm sorry, Trav.
Say that again, Taylor.
I think babe is worse. I don't know.
Do you really?
I don't know what's up with it, but it's got a
I don't use babe either.
It's got a connotation.
I'll do that one occasionally.
It's a pig.
It's a little tongue in cheek. Exactly. Jeez, Emily, that's aggressive.
It's the movie, babe.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's a little tongue in cheek, but it's not a verb. Lover is a verb. It's the act of loving, and I choose not to call her that. Just putting it out there.
I'm going to use all these tonight.
I'm gonna,
lover, babe.
If I came home, open the front, lover, what are you doing tonight? What are we doing? She'd be like, are you out of your mind? You're disgusting.
I like leaving us on a...
You're not romantic enough.
Well, that's an uncomfortable note. Very true. Very, very true. LeBron may not play tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. It's going to determine how we feel about what happens in the All-Star game. I'll tell you that. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Tuesday is on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. It is Travis and Sliwa. When you think love, you think Travis and Sliwa.
I mean, it doesn't get any more.
Clearly.
Do you know how many people are going to do whatever they do on Valentine's Day listening to hour one of the pod?
Probably a lot.
I believe it. You guys arguing at each other?
Because what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to listen to that to decompress before you have to go to dinner with somebody. And you're just, let's be honest, what that dinner is going to be like. Most dinners for me are, gosh, you just won't stop talking. Okay, this is nice.
Who's saying that to who?
Me, I'm saying that. And then it's more talking and more talking.
We just want to sit there and stare at each other?
No, I prefer not to have to listen to you talk. So I'd like to just go, you know, play golf and be left alone, frankly. I'm not much on the romance these days.
You don't say.
Like I said, once a month, I'm a great boyfriend. Other days, I just want to watch Columbo and be left alone.
You see a mop and a bucket in the corner of a restaurant. Is that bothering you?
Well, that's a mace drop. Remember when he said, get a bucket and a mop? It was like the best moment he's done in 2 years.
It's from a song, Alan, if you're not aware.
I'm not aware at all.
It doesn't matter.
But is that bother you at a restaurant?
No. What?
Trav, we're both
I was being
on the
funny.
Same.
Going to a restaurant on Valentine's Day? The last restaurant I went to on Valentine's Day was actually in New York on business. And it was a nightmare because I was meeting people and I didn't even think about it. And all of a sudden we're doing business and they're just like, what are these three gentlemen doing together in suits?
There's a nice candle. They bring in like one piece of cake with two spoons.
It comes over to the table.
But Valentine's Day at restaurants is it's a tough jam.
It's not great.
When's the last time you went to a restaurant on Valentine's Day, Slee?
A couple years.
Yeah?
It's been a couple years. That's not the way to do it. It's not. I really, really don't think going to a restaurant on Valentine's Day is the way to do it.
No, you can make a meal at home. Be romantic.
Yeah.
But you can't cook, right?
He makes pad thai. I
did pad thai a couple weeks ago.
It's not really a Valentine's Day thing.
What are you talking about?
Sure it is.
Everybody loves
pad
thai. It's
got some shrimp in there, a little chicken.
Bam!
Bean sprouts?
Yeah, sliced carrots. What more do you want?
Lime?
Yeah,
some peanuts?
Not too much lime.
She doesn't want the lime.
Yeah, just make something at home, guys.
Yeah.
Prepare something. Or order or go pick something up from her favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
Or if you'd like to go out, going out is a lovely way to spend Valentine's Day.
It's a tough jam.
It's not my first choice, but it's all right.
What's your love language, Chris?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anymore. Give them the choices.
Oh, are we doing Ask Morales tomorrow?
No.
Chris.
You should.
Slee.
Come on, man.
He's in a mood today. What are the five choices?
Maybe we'll do it on Thursday. Good. Maybe we could do it on Thursday when Trav and I are together at Genesis. I'll be there with him.
Maybe.
That was a joke. I won't be doing that.
So it's words of affirmation. So you mean you like to be told that you're good and you like to say that other people are good. Quality time. So acts of service, so doing something for other people, and having people do something for you, gifts, and then physical touch.
Well, I was acts of service. I was Key Club president in high school, so we did. I picked up enough trash to last a lifetime.
I think you like gifts, so you liked getting pizza for the crew. Like,
I did. I like to get gifts.
You like the idea of giving people things, and I think
you like words of affirmation too, like birthdays, right? You want somebody, hey, happy birthday to you.
Uh huh.
You want somebody to.
Yeah, Slee. Remember when you didn't? By the way, I was just thinking about that the other day because this is 40.
I was also thinking about that the other day.
You better say happy birthday to me. It falls on a Tuesday.
Okay.
So it's going to be hard. You can imagine the
how amazing would
event
that be?
That we're going
to
have.
How excited would you be if we went a whole show and I didn't say happy birthday to him?
I'm hoping for it.
Like when the cake, when I see the cake coming, I go to the restroom.
By the way, is it okay for me to tell them now I don't want a cake? Just get prime pizza for the team, like extra prime pizza?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the right choice.
Because I'm a salt, not
you're a savory.
Sweet. I'm salt and Starburst and Skittles, not cake. Unless I can throw it at you.
I'll do savory.
You get a cake
sweet.
Out of Starburst? Yeah.
Nah, I actually had a girlfriend who once in high school gave me a box of just red Starburst for Valentine's Day. It was very nice. Red's my favorite.
Very thoughtful. They sell them now. You can just get like the pink and the red and stuff.
Yeah, but this was in 1998 and they didn't have
that. What do they do with all the extra oranges and yellows?
Well, they just make them just with pink and
red. Because I'll take them.
I don't know why that was so funny. Yeah. You're an orange guy?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And orange and yellow. Those are the two
red
best.
Red, pink. Yellow, pink, orange.
Those
yellow.
Are all sold 50% off online.
Yellow is the worst flavor.
Dear Starbucks or Starburst manufacturers, all of your spare yellows and oranges, send them to my house. I'll take them.
They probably do that. They do it like for every category.
Okay, you don't mind yellow and orange, but you're not going out of your way to get.
They're
yellow
my
and
preference.
Ugh.
Yes,
orange
over red.
Yeah, the
over
red
pink?
Ones.
Red.
Pink ones aren't terrible. I don't like the red ones. I like the more citrus flavor ones. The lemons,
orange,
the limes,
I can
the grapefruits,
do with
that kind
yellow
of
is it's the last one left.
Orange,
yellow is the worst always.
No. Stop.
And Starbucks,
worst Laffy Taffy.
Starbucks, Starburst are a nice digestive after you've overeaten a little Starburst with some Sambuca.
Instead of the coffee beans, you float a Starburst in there.
That's a Morales specialty, I think.
Garcon, a Sambuca with two red Starbursts.
We need that at the Mandy's. We need that as a specialty drink at the Mandy's.
Travis, that's amazing. Continues now.
Have you ever got the Sambuca at a restaurant, Slee, and they have little coffee beans in it?
Just put that in there.
That's a really nice way to end a night, and now I'm never going to see it ever again without thinking there should be some Starburst floating in there. That's amazing. You a Sambuca guy?
I think, I'm not.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not. I think the yellow and orange, it's interesting. I think most people don't. You're kind of on an island on that one, which is
true.
Okay.
Because
if you want to be on an island, they don't want them, so then you're taking the one that you like.
When, Trish used to have the little candy dish out there. Yeah. There would always be some remnants, Starburst, in the candy bowl for Halloween. It's
the
yellow and orange.
And
perfect.
Yellow Whoppers. And orange. And that's
somebody
right.
Get the Whoppers.
100%.
Whoppers are not my favorite.
Have you guys
can have the Whoppers.
Heard about the theory, like the olive theory? Is that like in a relationship that there's always someone that likes olives and someone who doesn't like olives, so that you find your perfect person when they like all the things that you dislike in terms of like food. Like they can finish your stuff. They can finish.
We're not
going to
work out then.
You guys both like them.
I like olives.
Me too.
She likes olives.
Yeah.
It's from How
so
About Your Mother, so it's not really like it's like science.
It's not scientifically based, and it's a television show written a few
in
years
ago. How I Met Your Mother is not scientifically based.
Apparently not. I would have gone with it. Had you know what I had this
science.
Weekend?
But.
They had like a little charcuterie platter. They had the olives that were kind of in the olive oil and a little bit of garlic. You know what else was sprinkled on top? You would think it would be terrible. It was unbelievable. Lemon zest.
That's funny.
It was amazing.
I've seen that before. It's good.
It was so good.
Yeah, it's good.
A little bit of the sour and a little bit of the sweet along the way. Not a bad deal. LeBron James has not played in three games. Hasn't played since he broke the record. One more game before the All-Star break. Then he's got a little time off, and then Willie or won't in the All-Star break, and then the final push. It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.